Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Super Bowl Sunday, the Chiefs against the Eagles. What are your current lines, Jason Bishop?
Last time I checked, and I'll pull it up here in a second, but last time I checked, the Chiefs are 1.5 point favorites.
1.5 point favorites.
Yeah, let me just pull it up, the official numbers here, the up-to-date numbers. Here you go. Chiefs at 1.5, minus 120 on the money. So coming back, you got the Eagles plus 1.5, obviously, and then they're plus 102 on the money. Total is 48.5. And Cakes, I'm just kind of looking through all the crazy numbers. There's only two players that are in negative numbers for any time touchdown. That's Saquon at almost 2-1, or 1-2. And Jalen Hurts, basically even money, is minus 115. Everyone else is a plus number for, for any time touchdown. So if you like a Kelce, or if you like an A.J. Brown like I do, or if you like a long shot like a, you know, a DeAndre Hopkins, someone like that, you can take a shot at that.
So I put this up on our Instagram page, Who Wins the Super Bowl? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the air on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And basically, two-thirds of the people on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, are saying the Chiefs win.
Mm-hmm.
I get it because they won a bunch of Super Bowls, but I feel like the Eagles have more talent.
Well, I mean, they have the most talented player in the game, aside from, I would give Mahomes, I guess, the nod, but Saquon Barkley is the most talented skill position player that doesn't play quarterback in this game. And if that Chiefs defense does what they've done in the last couple of games against top running backs, James Cook and Joe Mixon, then Barkley's going to run wild because those guys average 5.6 yards per carry in the two games leading up to the Super Bowl. So they better have some sort of formula for slowing down Barkley, or it could be a long day for them on defense.
Yeah, I think straight up, I think the Eagles are going to win. 800-636-1067. Straight up, who do you think wins, Cakes? I'm betting against KC. I'm probably an idiot.
It's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. I'm going to just bet the Chiefs win. They find some way to backdoor a win in the game.
I like,
even though I think the Eagles are more talented across the board.
I like the fact that Hurts had such a great game a few years ago in the Super Bowl. I get it. It was a long time ago, but it was against the Chiefs, and he had a great passing game. He had a great running game. He scored, I think he scored three rushing touchdowns in that game. Now, you know, that was 2 years ago, but they've added Saquon Barkley. Their offensive line is better. I think A.J. Brown's going to score in this game. I got a vibe on the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Eagles. EB, who do you think wins straight up? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I'm leaning Eagles. I think the Saquon and just their defense, I don't know. I think they're good enough.
You know, in a coaching matchup, we would all take Andy Reid over Nick Sirianni. I was watching it here, the ex-players that are on the facility, and one of them said that in the Super Bowl, generally it's one or two play calls that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were leaning on Andy Reid. It might have been Shady McCoy who played for Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out, you know, in a couple of Super Bowls, I mean, guys were like wide open. They would run. You remember the play that they ran where the receiver basically ran in and then came out.
I think you're talking about the Kadarius Toney play.
Yes, Kadarius Toney just wide. It was like, boop, and then they ran it again on the other side. It was just,
right.
So he schemes things sometimes that shows that he's an elite-level play caller. And that Vic Fangio stat, which we learned earlier this week, Patrick Mahomes undefeated against Fangio defenses, gets me nervous. But I do think, I mean, maybe it's just due theory for the Chiefs to lose. There's never been a three-peat. And I'm rooting for the Eagles, so maybe it's my heart. I mean, I don't really care that much. But if I had to choose, I guess I'm rooting against the Chiefs.
I am too. We've already established we're kind of tired of it. I mean, I know some people want to root for greatness. I don't want to see that. I want to see the Eagles win. I'm a big Saquon guy. If you look at what Hurts has done in the playoffs, just the playoffs, he hasn't put up huge passing numbers, but he's been super efficient, man. 20 for 28 against Washington, 15 for 20 against the Rams in bad weather, 13 for 21 against Green Bay. Now, he hasn't thrown for a ton of yards, but he's completing 70%. He hasn't turned the ball over.
Well, that's not how they're built. They're built to run the ball.
I understand that.
Barkley and with him.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So he's not forced to go out there and beat you.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to rely on him to throw the ball 40 times. So I like the fact that he can beat you in the short yardage. And then Saquon is the big home run threat.
I think one of the most underappreciated stories of the year has been the improvement of the Eagles defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been remarkable to go from where they went in terms of points allowed. They were giving up 25 plus points per game. Only like the Cardinals and the Commanders were worse. Now they're right, but they're one or two in the league. I mean, just a remarkable turnaround. And then add Saquon in the mix. I think Jalen Hurts is a great leader. But I'm rooting for the Chiefs for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess it's hard to root for the Eagles.
Who are you rooting for, Cakes? I know it's poison.
By a skosh, the Chiefs. But
you are. I felt like you were.
You know what? I think I just want to be entertaining. Like, I don't care.
I think all of us are kind of that way.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not going to be upset when I go to bed either way. Just want it to be entertaining. That's all. But I thought
you made a good point earlier this week. Nobody really hates Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is pretty likable, actually, for as big a star as he is.
I just have a weird, like, I kind of want Sirianni to stick it to people.
You know, don't you think it's going to be a tie?
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of almost an underdog because people just hate on him so much and feel like he's been painted to be this moron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it started, and deservedly so. He didn't have a good initial press conference.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Of course it doesn't mean anything.
He's a smart guy.
But and then the dumb Philadelphia Eagle fan base wanted to bail on him, what, like three or four games into the season when he had this unbelievable record.
Right.
So I kind of, I don't know, I'm rooting for him in that respect.
The one prop I love, I just think it's going to be a tight game, and FanDuel's offering one of biggest point differential in the game, 14.5.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and under is 140. All right, so you got to lay 140. But I love that. I just don't see this being any sort of a blowout. You know, I don't see it being 17-0 at any point. Or
some
21,
props to look into.
Or 21-3.
The Chiefs had a really hard time stopping tight ends all season long. So you might want to sample with some Dallas Goedert props. Even though they don't pass a lot, like, that could be a focus for Philly's offense to go against a real weakness on that Chiefs defense.
I don't think this is going to happen because remember there was a point in the season where the Eagles weren't scoring early. Now, obviously we saw against Washington their very first play, Saquon takes it to the house. But they weren't scoring early in the first quarter, so maybe they've fixed that. I saw one of these talking heads say something, and I agree with it. He said he believes the Eagles are going to win, but that they better build a nice lead early. Because if it's close, that's when Patrick Mahomes does his thing. And I brought up that stat earlier that Trey Wingo put out. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was basically late game clutch situations in the playoffs. He's delivered every time, 7 for 7. Tom Brady in those same situations, he might have been second best on the list, was 5 for 11, less than 50%.
I wouldn't feel
and
great.
And Mahomes finds a way. So it's like the Eagles, I think your bet's going to win, but let's say the Chiefs just can't stop the run. Mm-hmm. That the Eagles' offensive line got healthier. They have this dominant offensive line, and they just overpower the Chiefs, and they just run it with Saquon. They run it with Hurts, and they just get rolling. That's the scenario. I don't think the Chiefs go up by 17, but I could see the Eagles.
I mean, anything's possible. I just see it being a tight game, and I just think the Chiefs or the Eagles will keep it close. But I wouldn't feel great if I was an Eagles fan and I'm up 3 with 2.5 minutes left, and Mahomes has the ball.
You should be terrified.
I wouldn't feel great. And I don't know how I'd feel if the Chiefs are up 3 or 6 and there's 2 minutes left and Hurts has the ball, because then Hurts is going to have to throw the ball a little bit more. But we'll see what happens. I certainly wouldn't feel good if Mahomes has the ball.
I'd feel much better if I was the Chiefs playing defense in that situation, because now forced to pass, kind of taking Saquon out of it.
Right.
I know Saquon can catch the ball out of backfield, but
I just think Saquon's going to have a great game.
I just was looking at, you know, just again, the turnaround that Philly made defensively. And a lot of it is, it's not only the points and yardage and all that kind of flipped the script. They also flipped the script with their takeaways. They had like 17 or 18 last year. They had 26 this year. We actually went backwards. We had one less this year.
That's crazy. The playoff statistic is insane. That they've forced 10 turnovers and haven't committed one in three playoff games.
Yeah. You know what?
We saw that in the Washington game. It was a 4-0.
Yeah.
But they've done it consistently throughout the playoffs. And then if you even look at the late regular season, I mean, Hurts takes care of the football.
Yeah, he does. So does Saquon.
You know, I was going to say.
Oh, by the way, it's also Saquon's birthday on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, it is. Oh, really?
Birthday boy, Saquon.
How old is he turning? He's going to have a day.
28?
28 or 29?
I think it's 28.
I think he's going to have
something
a day.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he just got engaged.
Well, he was married. He had kids with, maybe they weren't married, but he's got two kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. It was, I had the NFL players, the awards on, and Saquon was doing his thank yous. He won the Offensive Player of the Year. And he goes, he thanked his kids. And my wife, I don't think she was thinking about it. She's like, how does he have kids already? He's young. It's like, are you kidding me?
He's almost 30 years old.
Saquon?
He's 27.
He's 28. Yeah. He'll be 28 on Sunday.
Are you kidding?
They're two youngins.
27 to perfectly. When did you show? Cakes had the baby.
I had a kid at 26.
Yeah, yeah. You beat Saquon
early.
Yeah.
Well, so
yeah, I think she was thrown because he didn't like thank a wife
right.
or mother, then it was just a little toss away conversation. All right, so you like the Eagles to win. I like the Eagles to win.
Chiefs.
I actually think the Eagles are going to win.
You think
but
the
I'm gonna,
Eagles
but for whatever
win.
Whatever reason, I guess.
Cakes, you're the only one.
Chiefs win.
You think the Chiefs win?
Behind the glass.
Valdez, Eagles or Chiefs?
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Grab it.
I'm 2-0 so far in the playoffs in our picking on the show.
Okay.
So I will continue that with 3-0, and I will take
Chiefs.
Chiefs. All right, Mar.
Eagles have more talent. They look more impressive in the conference round, and I historically hate both teams and always go against the Chiefs. But in the wise words of George W. Bush, fool me, can't get fooled again. Chiefs are going to win.
You should play the clip. That is a classic.
He always has a little something. He always has a little something.
I've got a few good ones, though.
I've met too many good doctors, especially OBGYNs. You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Can we get him back
went
in the White
Yale.
House? I want him back.
No, please. That guy's a disaster.
I want him
coming
back.
Up next, our Super Bowl parlay here on The Fan.